Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Thanks for taking some time and listening. We're here to bring you the next generation of NFL stars to you today. And one guy that's definitely on the NFL radar, he'll be playing in the third annual HBCU All-Star Game down in Georgia. That's in the Georgia Dome. It's Dominique Ellis from South Carolina State. Dominique, thanks for taking some time this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You know, just blessed to have this opportunity.
Oh, definitely. We appreciate you taking some time. You know, you're going to be playing in that HBCU bowl game, which is a big event. It's that chance for you to kind of mingle and elbow with the NFL scouts and coaches. I mean, when this opportunity came around, how did you find out, and what was your reaction afterwards?
Well, I found out through all my coaches. I have a little motto. I just work hard, and everything else fall in line. And my coach let me know, my defense coordinator, Mike Adams, said I was invited. And, you know, I'm just taking it in stride. It's a lot of hard work that I have put into this. And I'm just blessed to have this opportunity.
Nice. And, I mean, from a little boy growing up, I mean, because has this kind of always been on your heart? I mean, to kind of take it to the next level to being an NFL player? Or, I mean, did you want to do something else? I mean, kind of when did you kind of realize that, you know what, I really have the skill set and the talent to kind of make this dream happen?
Ever since I was a kid, you know, I think what really got me is watching the 94 49ers and seeing Deion. Deion back then, he picked the ball off and was high-stepping. And I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I want to play football. And ever since then, it's been my goal. I stuck to it, a lot of hard work, a lot of faith, commitment, and as I started, you know, going throughout the Pop Warner leagues, and even back then, I said, you know what, I can really do this, and, you know, I've been blessed to stay healthy and have the opportunity to do it.
Did you have to persuade your mom? Sometimes moms are kind of reluctant to let their little boys kind of go out there and, you know, play on the gridiron. Did she go along with it at first, or did you have to persuade her?
Oh, no, not at all. My mom was, she threw me in them. I had older brothers, older cousins playing football, and my mom, she's a very tough woman, and she thought it was great for me, and she's been behind me this entire time. I wouldn't be where I'm at without her.
Excellent. Once again, Dominique Ellis, the two-time MEAC defensive back safety, if you will, from South Carolina State, joining us here on the Players Platform Show. Dominique, when you look back at your career, can you kind of believe it's come and gone? I mean, did it go like in a blink of an eye for you? I know you started out at North Carolina State, and, you know, you transferred here to South Carolina State. But, I mean, this whole career, I mean, can you believe it's gone and now the next step's right in front of you?
You know, they say time flies when you're having fun. I've been having a lot of fun, and it really flashed by me. You know, it just feels like a year ago I was in high school and playing in the North Carolina-South Carolina Shrine Bowl game and things like that. It was just it just flashed before my eyes, you know. Morning workout, things like that, all that. You know, I wish I could give it another try and go with my teammates here at South Carolina State, but it's time for me to move on and see what I can do with it.
Yeah, definitely, and that's right around the corner. Looking at your skill set, you know, looking at your size, I mean, 5'11", about 195, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, I mean, is it a Bob Sanders-type mode? I mean, if we put you in an NFL uniform right now and we didn't know who was in that uniform, I mean, who are you going to kind of remind us to the most that's, you know, playing in the NFL right now?
I would say two guys, really. You know, I have the because the NFL right now look at me as a deep safety or a zone corner. I can really say that Rondae Barber mode, you know, how he's been in that Tampa 2 system. I say my biggest skill set is, you know, my intelligence. And I really understand the game. He's such a smart player that he always made plays over the years. And, you know, as far as just my ball skills and, you know, reading quarterbacks, I say a small portion of every, you know, Ed Reed so far as everybody that, you know,
yeah.
I can't really say him, but, you know, I have some of that in me.
Yeah, definitely. And that's two great players. And Tell you what, Rondé is kind of, you know, he's like Mr. Longevity. It's amazing he's still playing at the high level he is, and obviously a Super Bowl winner as well. Dominique Ellis, the two-time MEAC defensive back, he's heading to the HBCU Bowl that takes place at the Georgia Dome on December 18th, and you're listening to the Players Platform Show. Dominique, I ask all the guys this question as well. I mean, was there anybody that was kind of very influential, I mean, in your career, kind of getting you to where you're at, or somebody that you leaned on heavy, kind of, you know, in tough times or even in good times that kind of, you know, got you to where you're at?
I could really honestly say my sister. You know, my sister, me and her are probably the closest of the siblings my mom has, and throughout it all, she just she just kept me level-headed, you know, with me transferring, you know, just school in general. She just helped me out so much, and I owe so much to her just by her knowledge and her understanding of knowing, you know, how I react to things when I was younger, when, you know, I handled situations a little more immature. She really helped me mature over the span of my college career, and I'm thankful for her for that.
Yeah, definitely. And you talked about, you know, the comparisons, and I know you're not comparing yourself to a Rondé Barber and Eric Reed, but I mean, your style of play, can you consider yourself a more a box guy, a cover guy? I mean, I know sometimes guys get labeled, especially in the secondary. If you do one thing particularly well, they kind of don't think you do something. You know, if you play in the box well, you can't cover as well. Is there a part of your game that when scouts start to break down film, they're not going to take notice of because they just kind of think you do something else well, but they're not going to take notice of something that you kind of think gets overlooked on?
I would say my man coverage skills, just because here at South Carolina State, we was mostly a zone team, and I was actually supposed to play corner here, but due to necessity and due, you know, to help my team out, they moved me back to free safety. And I really was a deep safety, a zone safety, but I'm projected as a corner. And I consider myself a cover guy, but I'm also a sure tackler. So I really don't have one major weakness, even though I can work on all aspects of my game.
Nice. If you could pick one, if you're going to make a pick, or you can make a jarring hit and force a fumble where your team's going to recover, which one would you kind of rather do?
Pick all day. You know, it's about turnovers. And, you know, with a pick, you have the opportunity to return it and take it back to the house. It's rare you see too many fumbles picked up and took them back to the house within, you know, behind the line of scrimmage. That's only the case you really see that happen.
And you were named, I mean, several times throughout the season, you were named the Defensive Player of the Week in your conference. A lot of great plays. The one play I know probably stands out in your mind is you 55-yard interception you took to the house over Bethune-Cookman. Did you do any touchdown dances when you get in there? What was that kind of like when you know, got into the end zone? Did you do anything special, or did you just kind of hand the ball off to the ref?
No, I just handed the ball to the ref because the game, even though I had picked it off and we had scored, we still was only up by one touchdown. So I couldn't afford the penalty on the kickoff, and Bethune has a great offense, you know, these last past 2 years. And, you know, I had to do what's best in my team, best for my team, even though I really wanted to. But I had to keep a level head there, you know. I celebrated a little bit when I got to the sideline, but it was all in good fun.
Yeah, is that ball somewhere special, or you don't have it?
Oh, I do have it. I do have it, actually. That's probably, I say, the biggest play I made in my college career, just because of the fact, you know, South Carolina State, we was on a long winning streak in the conference, and they beat us last year, and they did it decisively. They beat us 14-0, and that game right there, it was big for us this year. We really wanted to return the favor, and by me making that play, I kind of sealed the game, and it was just great. It was a great overall experience.
Yes. And, you know, and I'm curious, Dominique, as well. I mean, you know, in a couple weeks, you're going to be in the HBCU All-Star game, playing against guys that you played against in your conference. Have you given that any thought? I mean, are some guys that, you know, you went up against that you might have had really strong battles, tough battles, maybe even kind of disliked even, but you're going to kind of be teammates, kind of trying to help each other to get to that next level. Have you given any thought to any of that?
Yes, I actually have. You know, we got guys like the receiver from Howard, Willie Carter. He's probably one of the best receivers I ever played against, and I have played against Hakeem Nix, Darius Hayward-Bey, Preston Parker in my first year in the ACC, and you'd be surprised how much talent is on this level. coming out of, you know, the HBCUs. And also a guy you're familiar with, Reggie Sanderlands. Me and him, we have a little rivalry because we both was the Cavaliers versus South Carolina State versus Bethune. And it was a little animosity there, but we're cool now. But, you know, it was a little heat there before the game, but it's all out of respect. So I look forward to playing with those guys.
I tell you what, I definitely regret not texting him prior to the show to get a little scoop on that. That would have definitely been some good radio to kind of scorch you
one up. Yeah, he didn't even shake my hand. He didn't even shake my hand there on the campus, man.
You know what? When we hang up, I'm actually going to text him. I'm like, now you couldn't even shake Dominique's hand before the game. I'm like, so, that's excellent. Excellent. Once again, Dominique Ellis, one of the top corners, if you will, making his path towards the draft. He's going to be playing in the HBU All-Star Game and some fine players that come out of there, and he's one of them, Dominique Ellis, two-time MEAC defensive back safety, if you will. Once again, join us here on the Players Platform Show. And if you catch this show late, just simply log into Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to this podcast or download it, whatever you want, but it's there. It's available to you, the listener. Dominique, I'm curious as well. I mean, is there any regrets, anything you kind of, you know, didn't get to accomplish? I know everyone wants titles and championships, but on a personal level, I mean, did you kind of accomplish everything on a personal level as a player that you could at the collegiate level?
I really think I did, just for the fact that, you know, I worked as hard as I possibly could. That's the only thing I asked of myself, and everything else will fall in line. You know, I just figured by putting the work, everything, all the accolades and things to come, and I'm just proud of myself by sticking to it and just working as hard as I possibly could. So all the first team, all MEAC players of the week, I feel like it was supposed to happen just due to my work ethic, and I'm just happy with myself. You know, I'm just pushing on to become, hopefully get a shot in the NFL and become the best player I possibly can be.
Yeah, and that NFL, it's so close. I mean, you don't have to say who called, but when you start getting calls from agents, because I'm sure they've reached out to you, what's that kind of like, the first phone call? I mean, you know, I'm sure you're probably, you know, just saying, hey, this number pops up on your phone, and there's a guy on the other line saying, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, what's that like to get a call from an agent, and does it get old after a while?
It's a relieving feeling, but honestly, the first agent I talked to, I was nervous. I was so nervous just for the fact that it's so close, it's right here. And for me, it never gets aggravating because I've been, like I said, I've been trying to make it to this level ever since a child. So as far as interviews with media, agents, I'm available all day, all times of the night. Whenever anyone wants to talk to me, I'm available. I'm just happy to have the opportunity.
Excellent. And people can follow Dominique Ellis at Twitter. It's at THA Real Pop.
No, I'm sorry. I actually switched it. It's Dominique Ellis 7.
Oh, okay. You changed it. Dominique Ellis 7. Okay, because I had the thing. All right. So it's Dominique Ellis 7 at Twitter. You can follow him out. Did you just switch that? When did you switch that? Today? Yesterday?
Yes, I switched it actually last night.
That's funny.
You know, I knew it would be a little harder for people to figure out where I'm at, so I just, you know, made it my name and put my football number behind it.
Excellent. Dominique, we got about under 2 minutes left, and I always like to have some fun before we wrap the Player Platform show up, and I'd like to just give you some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm worth.
If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take out for a bite to eat?
Beyonce, without a doubt, Beyonce.
Oh, she was the 2009 winner of this contest. And if you're on America's Got Talent, what other talent could you showcase us besides being a great football player? Is there anything you do particularly well we want to know about?
I'll say chess. But, you know, you really can't judge that, but bring your chess player they have. You know, I'd be the best chess player in the world.
And the final question, Dominique, before we let you go, if you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which avenue would you go down?
I say male runway model.
Nice. That's a tricky one. You know what's funny is defensive back and all offensive skilled players all say male runway model.
You know, it's just the swagger we got to have out there.
It is. It's the swagger you guys bring to the game. That's that confidence that makes you guys special. Hey, Dominique, we appreciate you taking some time joining us on the show. I love to follow you as you make your path towards your draft. Best of luck in the HBCU. Stay healthy, stay positive, and I look forward to touching base again.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Dominique Ellis joining us here on the Players Platform Show.